Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Going to be glad you did, because our good friend Ken Grumbach is back with us. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Common Census, and he's got a new book coming out, which we'll talk about in a minute. That I don't have my copy yet, so I don't know what the title is, but I think he's going to fix that pretty soon. Ken is one of our top marketing experts, and certainly our number one lead, numero uno, demographics expert, and he's our good friend Ken Grumbach. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So yeah. Now you got some serious sucking up to do here, Grumbach, because you got a new book out and I don't have a copy.
I wonder
what's wrong with that picture.
Well, it's I don't know.
You're gonna blame it on the publishers, aren't you? You're gonna blame it on the publishers, aren't you? I mean, on the publishing company, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's Amacom. They fell down.
Oh yeah, you got to watch those guys. No, yep. They're good. They're good folks. Okay, so here's an interesting factoid that I saw the other day.
Yep.
In China, they had a they had this earthquake, right?
Yes.
And lots of folks died. It still is a horrible tragedy for humanity. I mean, it's just an awful, awful thing, and they're still reaping the wrath of that scenario over there, with dams collapsing and everything else. So it's awful. But that's been about a month or so ago now. So recently, the government of China said that they were going to lift the ban on having children. Apparently, China has this deal where you can only have one child.
Correct.
And so for those people in that region, who, and many of them lost their children. Their children were killed in this earthquake and all the other stuff that happened. The government now has lifted the ban so those people can have more children. Wasn't that awfully darn decent of the government?
Yes, very much so. In fact,
like to live in a country, folks, where they told you how many kids you had to have?
Yeah.
You could have.
China's one-child policy will go down in history as being the biggest demographic blunder of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, positively. They bragged in a press release in February, at the end of February, it appeared in the New York Times, that they were able to keep 400 million live births from occurring in the last three decades. And you know what that means, Jim? That means right now they have no labor force under 30.
Yeah. I heard the other day that they're having trouble getting people to work, do some of the work over there, which is hard to believe.
Well, it's called, I mean, who knows what their policies are on mandatory abortions. But when you take 400, your own numbers, this is China's own numbers, 400 million live births out of your population is 1.3 billion, do the math, and your one advantage in the world is the fact that you've been able to exploit your labor force for the last 20 or 30 years, which is
right.
what has put you on top. I have no idea what these people are thinking. The only thing I can figure is they can't count.
But Ken, and here's the interesting thing about this, about the numbers, is that Japan's population is not growing. Europe's population is not growing.
Right.
But yet, I saw something the other day that said that the global population by 2012 was going to be up to 7 billion. Where are these people coming from?
Muslims.
Ah.
It's if you can go online and just put into Google worldwide fertility, and there are charts that are available that will give you the countries that have fertility that is upwards to 10 per couple and fertility that is one per couple or less than one per couple. I think the fertility in Hong Kong is less than one. It's Hong Kong is obviously not having any children.
Right.
So, and you could determine it in 50 years, the countries that have fertility that's below replacement are not going to be countries.
Hmm.
They will be taken over by someone else. That's the way it works. We, Jim, are the United States is the only Western nation that has fertility above the replacement level.
Hmm. The United States.
United States. And which puts us in a wonderful position. We are going to see business and industry, production, manufacturing.
Hold on to that
thought,
Ken. Good stuff, folks. We're going to come right back with our good friend Ken Grumbach. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust, the newsletter, the blog, and on and on and on. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. We won't hold you up at the door. If you can get there, we'll let you come right on in. No password, no username. Just come on in and use our stuff. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. And we did it all for you thanks to our corporate partners who help us do that. And one of the things we get to do is we get to continue to talk to you on the radio and on the Internet. And we introduce you to smart guys like our good friend Ken Grumbach, the author of Common Sense and the new book, which I'm now going to let you tell us what it is, Ken, even though I don't have a copy. What is the copy? What's the title of the new book?
Okay, the title of it, thank you very much. The title of the new book is Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm.
And even though I don't have a copy, folks, it is available right now, right, Ken?
It's available everywhere.
Right now. It's already out in bookshelves, folks. It's already out there. You can buy it right now. Say the title again.
Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm.
But I don't want you, folks, just because I don't have a copy, I don't want you to let that hold you back. I want you to go ahead and get your copy. You'll be fine. You get yours. I'll have mine one day. It'll be a long one, one of these days. Don't worry about that. Okay, yeah. So, Ken, we're talking about the global population. Folks, why are we talking about global population if you're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you're trying to do business in your neighborhood? Why does that matter? Well, let me tell you something, folks. 95% of all the prospects of the United States businesses are not inside the United States. And every tick of the clock, not every year, but every tick of the clock moves your business, no matter what it is, closer to doing business in some way, some fashion, globally. And you can define global, and I'm defining globally with a very loose definition right now. But it's happening, and not only, even if you're not doing business with people in China or whatever, those people, everyone over there, wherever they may be, in the Middle East, China, Europe, wherever, South America, doesn't matter, they, what they do and who they are and how many they are impacts the way you live your life. And so this is the reason why it's important for us to talk to about these things with our good friend Ken Grumbach. Now, Ken, you were talking to us about, you were giving us some more demographics information when we went to the break.
Yeah, China.
Yeah.
If you looked around your room, I don't even know where you are, but if you looked around your room, or you have a cell phone, or you have some other electronic devices, or you watch your TV, all of what you have is made in China. But there's some very interesting things happening in China, and that is China is about to experience its own labor shortage, and they're mm-hmm. about to experience that because under 30 years old, they've managed to prevent 400 million live births with this absurd one-child policy that they have. What does that mean to small business here? Very important. We have our own homegrown labor force, the best and biggest labor force this nation has ever seen, under the mm-hmm. age of 23 right now in our nation. Over 90 million of them, Jim, currently.
Right, and we're still making them.
We are still making them. They speak English.
That doesn't include the inflow of immigrants.
It doesn't include the inflow of
How many Hispanics do you say we have immigrated to the United States in the last 20, 30 years?
The new number is about 45 million.
45 million, wow.
Yeah.
What happened to 12 million? Was that a myth?
Well, you know what it is? The
45 million includes legal and illegal, right?
Correct. It's immigrants in the last 20
years. You're not talking about, and of course most of those are Hispanic, but you're not talking about the Hispanic population. You're talking about just the ones who have immigrated.
Correct. Yeah, okay. I'm not talking about the. It's very easy to get confused, and a lot of the census numbers, you don't want to trust census numbers that are brand new or very old. The census numbers that are like in the middle are the best. And they're not exact. They're never exact. But what will happen now that all these people have come here, you're going to see millions of them return to south of the border. They will go back.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple reason for that is we have our own homegrown labor force that's occupying the entry-level labor now. And there simply won't be enough jobs for them, so they will return. We're going to have to sell that billion-dollar wall that we built down on our southern border to Mexico to keep the Americans out. Well, that's pretty much how it's going to happen.
In our lifetime, will that happen?
Oh, yes, it will. Well, but back to China for a second. This is what China's done. China's, one, shot itself in the foot, blown its foot off by essentially eliminating its labor force under 30
right.
years old. China has runaway inflation. China is experiencing the same high costs for fuel that we are. So shipping products worldwide is an
issue. They just raised their gas, their oil prices 18%.
And
by government fiat, by the way, folks.
Amazing. Their money is not tied to the dollar. So as the dollar drops, things are more expensive from China.
Well, actually, China's dollar is pegged to the dollar. China's yuan is pegged to the dollar.
Let's see. We would disagree on that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't think it is. No, I think that as the dollar drops, things are more expensive here.
All right. Go ahead.
We can fight on that. But bottom line, Jim, is you're going to see significant this is going to turn off like a faucet. Buying goods in Asia is not going to be attractive. We have our own homegrown labor force right here. Shipping is through the roof. What do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And in addition,
no, it's clear. We've talked about this recently with some manufacturing experts. It's clear that manufacturing is coming back to the United States, and not only big manufacturing but small manufacturing.
Yes,
small businesses. They're small startup. There literally are startup manufacturing happening in the United States right now. So, folks, you know, everything that goes around comes around. You just have to live long enough to see it. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with King Grabach, Tin Tail. I'm Jim Blassing. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. King Grabach is our guest, and I'm gonna just to show what a stand-up guy I am, folks. Even though I don't have a copy of Ken's book, he's going to tell us. I'm going to get him to tell us the name of it again. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm so obsequious.
It's okay.
Here.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Age curve. How to profit from the coming demographic storm.
If Ken wrote it, it's a good one, folks. And Amicon published it. They're good guys. They're serious guys. They don't publish junk. So Ken, congratulations on getting them to be your publisher.
Thank you.
And it's available wherever books are sold. Can they also get it on your website?
Yeah, you can go to kgcdirect.com.
Which is Ken's company, KGC
Direct. That's my website, yeah. And that will take you right to the book.
Okay, all these things you've been telling us about demographics and the age way. By the way, one thing I want to stick in there, my China expert, Ted Fishman, tells us that China's middle class is the same size as America's population, 300 million.
Could be, yes.
Just the middle class. But
right.
but what I need you to do is I need you to put a big bow on this for us, wrap it up and put a bow on us, and tell us what all this means to over the next 5, 10, 20 years.
What this means is you're going to see dramatic changes here in the United States. That's the most important thing for us. You will see the gas prices are not going to go down. The gas prices are going to remain the same, and we're going to learn to live with them. But most importantly, what we're going to do is we are going to find alternative means of power.
Propulsion.
And, and energy big time. Yeah. So there
which will be a good thing.
It's fabulous.
Don't you agree with me that there's no reason under the sky why the United States shouldn't be the leader in that technology?
Absolutely. Our problem is it's just too cheap to buy it from the Middle East.
But
we can't allow them to hold us hostage like that.
We'll get you back another day to talk about that. Tell us what the rest of it is.
Okay. Under 23 years old, we have the largest population that we've ever had, largest workforce that we've ever had, the best workforce that we've ever had. This particular workforce, because they're filling a smaller footprint than their own critical mass, is going to have enormous unemployment. Now, that may seem bad, but what that is the mother of invention, because when you can't find a job, you go into business for yourself. It's exactly what the boomers did, and it's exactly why we have so
and
many.
This is, and you know, Ken, in 1997 and 98, I started telling my audience that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, and what you're talking about is more evidence of that.
It is going to be the era of the entrepreneur with a vengeance, Jim, because you're going to have millions of bright, sophisticated, visionary young people that we are producing here in the United States with a green bent, but a good green bent, not just the silly tree hugger stuff.
Right, right.
Who are going to open their own businesses, and we are going to serve the world, especially if we can keep the dollar low, because right now.
And now you come back to my global position I mentioned a minute ago. Even though you'll be a small business, your customers will be all over the world.
That's right.
And one of the reasons why gas prices are so high is because we got a growing middle class across the world. Incomes are rising across the world. People are eating more across the world, buying more cars and clothes, et cetera, et cetera. And so all of that is going to create this opportunity for small businesses across the world.
The market that the entrepreneurs in the United States are going to experience is going to be explosive. You know what our biggest problem right now is? Waking people up to this fact, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I feel like I need to shake people. What I probably should do is start doing my presentations in high schools, you know what else is really, really cool? Is a lot of kids are coming out of the technical trades in high schools and going right into business for themselves at 18, 19 years old, buying their own homes, buying brand new cars, investing in our culture and investing in our economy. It's a new time.
Well, they don't have the paternalistic corporation mentality that you and I grew up with when we got out of high school.
No.
You and I had to break away from that mold.
Exactly.
For our generation, but this generation doesn't have that baggage.
No, Jim, we're watching this group. I'll tell you this. Here's a suggestion for all small businesses and for businesses that are going to do business with these young people. You better have a green or humanitarian story to tell, because they're going to be looking for business partners who are giving back.
And you at least better have a value statement. What your company stands for.
You betcha.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Ken, give us the website again.
Okay, KGCDirect.com.
And don't you have a new book out, Ken?
Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. It's all in there.
Hey, folks, I've heard it's really good. I haven't seen it myself, but I heard it's really good. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here.
You're the best.
Good to see you next time.
Take care, man.
Quick break. No, actually, I got to go for this hour, but I'll be back, I promise. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and I also want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.